Alright, this one's for the folks who think they're automated when they're really just drowning in dashboards. If your AI tools are making your business more complex, congratulations. You're not scaling. You're spiraling. Let's talk strategy. Let's talk OSINT. Let's talk tools that actually do what you think they do. This is Raw Intel. Let's go! Folks, welcome to Raw Intel. I'm Nathan Espy. I'm not here to pitch you fluff or chase hype. I'm here to show you how to replace noise with strategy and build systems that actually scale. Let's cut through it. Let's talk about the part nobody wants to admit. You didn't break your business with AI. AI just exposed the chaos you were already managing in silence. Because here's what happens when you plug a smart system into a dumb process. You don't get smarter outcomes, you get amplified confusion. Think about it. If your entire business depends on human improvisation, manual intervention, and tribal knowledge, AI will snap that in half. Not because it's wrong, but because it follows the logic you never documented. I see it in consulting every day. You've got five tools doing the job of one. You've got automations triggering automations, firing off Slack alerts to no one, sending leads to the wrong pipeline and calling it efficiency. No, that's digital spaghetti. That's a ticking bomb of wasted time. And it's dressed up as progress because it has AI badge on it. One client I worked with had four different GPT agents running inside Slack. One wrote meeting notes, another generated tasks, a third was creating summaries of emails that hadn't even been read yet. The fourth one, nobody even knew what it was doing anymore. That's not automation. That's panic in code form. So let me give it to you straight. If your systems can't survive the introduction of a single GPT agent, you never had a system. You had people bailing out the Titanic with solo cups. That's why Pharcellus doesn't just add AI. We rebuild the system so AI makes sense. First, we define outcomes. Then we structure the workflows. Then we assign AI where humans should no longer be involved. Anything less? That's just cosmetic automation. It looks good in a pitch deck, but it won't survive contact with scale. So we just broke down why most so-called automated systems are really just digital house fires held together by hope, duct tape, and trigger fatigue. But here's the pivot. Because after every audit comes insight. And if you're serious about sharpening insight, not dashboards, not vanity metrics. I want to introduce you to a world that separates the watchers from the blind. Open source intelligence. OSINT isn't some Hollywood spy tactic. It's not covert ops or backdoor hacks. It's real world, high clarity intelligence you could pull right now, legally, from open available data. And it matters. Because when businesses are drowning in noise, OSINT lets you track the signal. This next segment is sparked by a listener who gets it. And she's asking the kind of questions most people are too distracted to even consider. Tracy Franklin, one of our dedicated listeners out in Leesburg, Virginia. Tracy's stepping into the OSINT space with purpose. Her question was this. What application or set of platforms are the most effective for someone diving into OSINT? Is Multego the right start, or are there others I should be stacking? And Tracy, that question hits right at the core of what I wish more cybersecurity professionals, journalists, analysts, and digital operators were asking. So let's run it. First, let's clear this up. OSINT, it stands for Open Source Intelligence. And it's the art and science of collecting, correlating, and acting on public accessible information. Not illegal, not unethical, just unbelievably powerful. When done right, OSINT gives you what your CRM won't, what your analytics suite can't, and what your competitors hope you never see. It's for threat detection, for lead mapping, for breach analysis, for reputational insight. Bottom line, OSINT is how smart operators make informed decisions when others are flying blind. Let's get into the five tools I recommend for anyone looking to sharpen their OSINT stack, whether you're a beginner or building your own cyber command center. First, Multego. This is your graph-based link analysis platform. You start with one node, a domain, a person, a phone number, and Multego expands the web for you. Social accounts, DNS records, breach data, company affiliations, metadata. The power? Visual correlation. If you're mapping threat actors, researching corporate ownership, or chasing attribution, Multego is where you begin. Second, Spiderfoot. Think of Spiderfoot as your autonomous recon spider. You feed it a target, a domain, an IP, a name, and it goes to work, digging through breach records, DNS trails, TOR mentions, leaks, OSINT search engines, and more. It's an automated paranoia with a dashboard. Great for solo operators and security pros alike. Third, ReconNG. This one's for the CLI crowd. ReconNG is a full-featured reconnaissance framework. Command line interface, modular, API integrated. Folks, it's not pretty, it's powerful. If you want to script and control your recon flow like a digital surgeon, this is your scalpel. Fourth, Shodan. If Google indexes websites, Shodan indexes devices. From webcams and industrial control panels to exposed IoT infrastructure, Shodan lets you see what you should have stayed hidden. Want to know if your hospital is exposing its MRI systems to the internet? Yeah, Shodan, that's how you'll find out. And finally, rounding it off at number five, OSINT Framework. Now this isn't a tool, it's a map. The OSINT Framework organizes the internet's best investigative tools by function. Usernames, emails, metadata, company profiles, images, even facial recognition tools. If you don't know where to start, this will show you where to go and what to use once you're there. So, why do these tools even matter? Well, they're not cool tech. Together, they form an OSINT stack. Your visibility layer across the digital world. So let me break it down. You use Multego to map connections. You feed the results into Spiderfoot for deep recon. You validate with ReconNG scripts. You confirm device exposure through Shodan. You cross-check tactics and expand your toolset via the OSINT framework. That's how you see what others miss. That's how you protect, detect, and direct smarter. Finally, I didn't want to just leave you with the names. I put together an OSINT starter pack, direct links, cheat sheets, setup guides, quick installs, and community additions where available. Whether you're just starting out or training a team, it's a solid resource. Grab it in the episode description right here on Substack. It's free, it's legit, and it'll level up your intel game. So you've got the tools, you've got the data, you've even got visibility. But without a strategy to tie it all together, all you're doing is collecting. This is a mistake I see over and over again. Brilliant people, smart teams, all the tech in the world, and no cohesive architecture for execution. So let's just bring this episode full circle. Let's talk about alignment. Here's the core truth. AI tools are not features, they're labor. You don't deploy a GPT agent because it's trendy. You deploy it like you would a new hire with an objective, a task tree, and an accountability. When AI becomes your employee, not your gimmick, everything changes. Your meetings shrink, your processes tighten, your KPIs start to reflect efficiency, not just activity. At Forcellus AI Consulting, we run every deployment through a simple, brutal framework. Align, automate, optimize. First, align. What's the outcome? Revenue? Retention? Time savings? We lock that in first. Non-negotiable. Automate. Then we build the system around it. GPT agents, prompt libraries, API workflows, trigger points, all mapped to the goal. And finally, optimize. We run, we test, we refine. No more set it and forget it. This is living automation that evolves with your operation. Most companies are stuck at stage zero, tool acquisition. That's not strategy, folks. That's panic shopping. So here's where you're at. You've seen the mess bad AI deployment creates. You've seen what real intelligence work looks like through OSINT. And now you've got the framework to make your tools actually mean something. If you're just plugging in tech without context, you're not innovating. You're stalling in style. But if you start aligning your tools with real outcomes, you're not just building automation, you're building momentum. Don't let AI become your excuse for being unorganized. Let your reason for building clarity. Download the OSINT Starter Pack, it's in the description. Built with intention, stacked with tools that actually move the needle. And hey, send this episode to someone who still thinks ChatGPT is just a clever chatbot. Because if you're still out here guessing, we're out here executing. I'm Nathan Espy. This is Raw Intel. Stay strong, stay humble, and don't forget to laugh.